So then, Lee Stott speaking to the Blossom Twins. Twins in wrestling. Now, this is it's not something that doesn't happen, but it doesn't really happen with girls very often, does it?
No, there's only been one other set, and we're excited to kind of do something different because we feel like we can bring something a little bit different that they didn't really get a chance to do. So we do get asked a lot, but we're excited for what we can bring to wrestling. That was completely like blurred. Kelly, you answer that one. Sorry, that went all.
No, oh, sorry. No, yeah, obviously there has been twins in the past, but we would like to think feel like we have a lot to offer the wrestling business that may not have been done before, so we're excited to what we can bring to the table. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And what we're talking about is TNA and Challenge TV's British Boot Camp. Now, this sounds like something where you're going to have to get down and dirty and stuff like this. I mean, how does the boot camp work? What is it?
The boot camp's basically a reality TV show all about four people who are trying to make it over in the States. And so at the end of it, one of us will get a contract, or two of us in our case. And so we've been doing loads of different challenges as far as anything related to wrestling. We've been doing it, just all four has been taken everywhere. So we can't say too much yet till it airs. But yeah, it's been an amazing experience.
And I mean, is it a competition? Is there going to be sort of eliminations going on? Is it something a bit like Big Brother, that type of thing?
Not so much eliminations, but it's definitely like a competition. So each time there's always somebody, you know, it's not, I guess, a clear winner, but at the end of it, it's obviously going to be somebody who's been consistent, somebody who's been doing the best, you know, in all aspects of wrestling, and they're going to be the ultimate winner. So it's definitely been very competitive, with the four of us being so passionate.
And do you think that, you know, the British boot camp has come along because TNA wrestling, or even American wrestling in general, has seen a real big influx of British competitors over the last couple of years? I mean, what is it about the British wrestlers that the Americans seem to go crazy for right now?
Yeah, definitely, because you've got guys like Magnus and Doug Williams who, I guess, everybody wants to follow in their footsteps because they've done what everybody aspires to do, go to the States, or most people aspire to do. So I think they just have a different style that's very different. So it's not like you're the same as everybody else. You go over there and you have, I guess, the Americans love the accent, then they love the technical side of it. It's not something they'll see on a show by every single person. So it's different to them. So it's unique. And I think for TNA doing this, the whole British boot camp thing has definitely had people's eyes open to the talent we have over here. So it's a huge thing for British wrestling and putting so many people on the map, which is absolutely brilliant. So, yeah.
I think that there's a lot of people in the UK as well with trying to make it, and with it being a bigger market in the US, that people work so, you know, that little bit harder to, you know, stand out from the crowd. So it's, you definitely get a mix of talent and a mix of stars over here that would be, you know, really exciting to actually see over in the States for, you know, for anybody. So yeah.
And you've experienced America before, I think. You've been in, was it Kentucky, I think, for a little bit of a time. I mean, what are the sort of differences between working around the British scene and sort of what you kind of experience in America?
Do you want to answer that one, Hannah?
That's a hard one, because anywhere you go in the UK, you've got different crowds, yeah, different, you know, fan bases to each individual promotion. So it's pretty much the same over there. You know, you have different promotions with very different style of crowds, very different styles of wrestling. So, you know, where we went, we got to really connect with the crowd because it was something we were doing week in and week out. So it was lovely to be able to kind of get that connection and, you know, be around those people so much. And we learned a lot. And it was the fans kind of open, you know, took us in with open arms, and we got to grow sort of in front of them. So that was a really, really cool experience for us, compared to maybe some of the shows we've done here, where all the time you're kind of showing people who you are, or telling people, you know, introducing yourself to them. But I guess it's very similar. I wouldn't really know.
Yeah, like you said, depending where you go, there's always going to be a different crowd to every show, depending on what wrestlers they have. So,
And maybe one slight difference is the fact that a lot of, in the States, people tend to believe it a lot more. Like, the crowd just get very, very behind it and very into wrestling how it was done way back when. So that's always very exciting.
And I mean, if you do get this contract with TNA, I mean, this is a chance to be around the likes of Hulk Hogan and Sting and some of the real sort of really good young guys, AJ Styles and people like that. I mean, how exciting of an opportunity is that?
It's incredibly surreal, you know, to be working 8 years, looking up to these people, and just, you know, it's quite a dream come true for us, just for everything that we've experienced doing boot camp. But to know that that's the end, that's, you know, what we want to win, that's what we want to get the opportunity to do, sort of week in and week out with stars like that.
It's like we've been saying like the past few months, and just like Hannah said, after 8 years, you cannot say enough times it's so surreal, it's like a dream come true. But it is, it's like the whole experience has been absolutely incredible, and you do feel like pinching yourself every day to think we are actually in this position. Like everything we've experienced, just, it really is, everything that we've been doing is just constant, like, am I really doing this? Yep, like we've got to go and do this today, and we've got to go and do this, and it's just incredible.
But to win and to be wrestling and knowing that Hulk Hogan's backstage, yeah. And for us as well, Jeff Hardy is somebody we've looked up to since we were 12. So to actually get the opportunity to wrestle on a show knowing that he's backstage, knowing that he's watching, would just be, again, another dream come true. And to think that when you were 12, you probably, you know, didn't think that that would ever happen. It's, oh, you know, we had some belief in that it would. It's incredible. So it definitely gives us the motivation to, you know, to go after this thing and, you know, make sure we win it.